Father, in Jesus' name we come, and Lord, thank you for the stirring of the Holy Ghost. Lord, help us not to be complacent. Thank you, God, for these coals of fire. Lord, thank you, Lord, that we're tightly knit, compacted in love together. And Lord, thank you how you are the supplier. And Lord, you supply everything. And you supply it through the joints of the body. And Lord, I do. I thank God for every member of your body. And thank you, Lord, especially for the members of the rib portion body. That, Lord, this message that comes forth, not out of a place, not out of anything, but out of the very heart of God. And we thank you today that you've given us an ear to hear it. And Lord, you've given us a heart, God, that goes after it. And Lord, but yet we need you to do it and to perform it all. And Lord, wake us up. God, you've given us so much. Lord, help us not to fold hands. Help us not to have an eye to slumber. But Lord, let us be looking. Let us be longing. And let us be loving your appearing. Use this today. Use this today as only you can. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, how glorious is our God. He's coming. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad he's given us a musician that is loving his appearing as he's playing. Thank you, God. Now, turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. What a glorious truth and a promise of what he's done, praise the Lord, in us in Christ, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. It says there, but we have. Isn't that wonderful? I'm not waiting for it. It's not an if, it's a done. And I love the word of God. It is finished. Thank you, Jesus. This is, you're a child of God today, this is you. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. And yes, we do. And here's why. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Read it again with me. Let the Holy Ghost read it to your heart. But we have this treasure, Christ in us, the hope of glory. And he's got it in earthen vessels. This thing, this corruptible. You too. Amen. Rejoice, because here's why we rejoice. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So here it goes. He put the treasure. He put all of his wealth. Everything of the Father, praise be to God, is in his Son. And he put that treasure, all his wealth, the very mother load of all glory, in these vessels that are weak and frail and corruptible. Do you ever read that verse? As Paul said, I'm waiting. I'm groaning for the time I can put off the corruptible and put on the incorruptible. Amen. And here is why, though, that he put the mother load of glory in these vessels that are weak, that the beyond measure, this is what this means, the beyond measure of his greatness, the beyond measure of his majesty. Wow, Christ in us, the hope of glory, really is true, isn't it? That we would be the ones that would rule and reign jointly together with Jesus Christ. This is why it is this way. This is why it has to be that way with you. It's because that the beyond measure of his greatness, the beyond measure of his majesty, may be of God, magnifying his grace, and not of us. I read that and I thank the Lord and I rejoice. He loves the frail and the weak. Throughout the Word of God, it shows us that He is drawn to it. Whether it was that outcast woman at the well, brothers and sisters, or the sick woman that had the issue of blood. Amen? He was drawn to that. How about the insecure Gideon that doubted everything in his life? It's obvious, brothers and sisters, the things we so despise about our lives are truly the things that He is in love with us about. The things that we despise about our life is what He is in love with us about. Now, brothers and sisters, I so want to love what God loves about me and not what I want to love about me. And I want you to hear that again. I want to love what God loves about me and not what I want to love about me. Now, precious Paul, beloved Paul, he had to come to this realization, and he sure did. And God was faithful to bring that to him. It's all about what the Lord loves about me. And Paul got a revelation of it in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. He got a revelation where he cries out, I'm confident in the greatest joy and praise and thanksgiving to God. He said, I most gladly, beyond any glad I've ever had, beyond any joy I've ever experienced, I most gladly then glory in my infirmities. In my infirmities. So exactly that the power of Christ would rest upon me. The excellency of the majesty of God would rest upon me. What he's saying there is, I'd rather most gladly glory in my weaknesses. It even translates, and I'm telling you, you better really swallow after this. I'd rather glory in my corrupt desires, because that is what my lover loves about my life. Why can't we get this? Why can't we really understand that's what he loves? That's what he's drawn to? Why don't we understand of all those things that were going on that day? They brought that woman caught in the very act of adultery and they were going to stone her dead. It was the law. She was done. She had to pay. But then grace and mercy showed up. And where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And grace boldly came and grace boldly said to all of that legality and all of that serpentry that was there, you that were without fault, you go ahead and cast the first stone. And they all slithered out of there. The Lord so graciously looked to her and said, where are thine accusers? I'm confident. He wanted to say, my love. But he was saying it anyways. She says, well, I don't have any, my Lord. My Lord. My Lord. Well, honey, you just go now and sin. Whom he has made free is free indeed. I thank God how he has taken it all away. I thank the Lord so richly. Romans, let it just be something that sings to you constantly. Where there is no law, there is no sin. We are justified by faith, period. Period. Now, God again is drawn and Jesus is overcome with vessels of mercy. That's the truth. Brothers and sisters, he's drawn, and I thank the Lord. He's drawn to my weakness. He's drawn to the lowly things about me. He's drawn to the things that I don't love about me. And that's the truth. And I've sought him about these things that I don't love about me. But he sees fit. Ain't taking it away from you, son. And I want to get rid of them. But yet he takes me back over to Romans chapter 9, verse 23. A long time ago, I told you, 17 years old, and it struck me and it was real. I want you to marry me, Jess. I want you to marry me. It was really the beginning of the courtship of glory to my life. Understanding the glory that he truly saw fit for his grace to work in me, for me to be to him. To bring my beloved Jesus and to bestow upon him that glory. And very quickly he took me to this, that he might make known the riches of his glory, not to his vessels of mercy. He's not making the riches of his glory, making them known to you. He said that he might make known the riches of his glory on you. On you. Come on. On you. You're the glory. Praise God. That's what grace does. It's so beautiful here that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy. And here it is, what we have been rejoicing in every Wednesday night as we've been talking about the majesty of his grace in Ephesians. And here it is, that he might make known the riches of his glory on his vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. We are so wonderfully and fearfully made. That's what's so marvelous about this. Not only did he know us in the womb, praise be to God, us in Christ, praise God, blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ before the foundation of the world. That was all done. We've been studying about how wonderful that in Christ was the first beginning. That was it. Every provision, all of those six incredible promises, provisions were given to us, chosen, predestinated. We rejoice that we've even inherited. Thank the Lord. It was just his grace, praise God, would again show and bestow the riches of that wonderful mercy on his vessels of mercy. Praise God. All that glory upon you. And I thank God he's showing us here how wonderfully and fearfully we are made for him. Nothing on the fly with God, nothing, well, what are we going to do now? This was all, as it says here so sweetly, which he had afore prepared unto glory. Might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy. And speaking of these vessels of mercy, that's you and me, which he had afore prepared, in beginning prepared unto glory. Isn't that, I mean, just marvelous. Praise God. Noah was it in beginning. Esther was it in beginning. David was it in beginning. By the grace of God, take that from the Lord. You were it in beginning. All in Christ. All in Christ. His foreknowledge knew everything. And from that foreknowledge, praise be to God, all of that in him. And then everything was made. Then all of creation came forth. Thank the Lord for it. He is God. This is real. Praise the Lord. It's his word. It's impossible for him to lie. Get this out of the picture of how you thought you understood it. Listen to the word of God. Listen to what he tells you. Listen to this love that has held you. Listen to the in Christ and the very power and the purpose of his grace, the majesty, praise the Lord, of his desire. In him, that was you. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and I testify this, and it's not to be syrupy or anything of that nature. I'm telling you the truth. I pray to God I tell you the truth. But I first found this love, brothers and sisters, the love of the unlovely. I found it in you. Yeah. I saw how beautiful your weakness is to God. And I have to tell you, I fell in love with that in you. And that's sincere. But then, I had to fall in love with my weakness in me. It's different, and you know what I'm talking about. That was the tough one. The things I despised about, and the things I despise about in my life the most, I needed to fall in love with. Knowing that that is what ravishes the heart of my bridegroom. Even the things which I know he even sent a messenger of Satan to buffet me with. I pray we know our Bibles. The Lord sent that messenger of Satan to the Apostle Paul. And it was the thorn that the Apostle Paul knew that was in his life. And it said that he besought the Lord three times. He said, Lord, take this from me. Take this from me. And knowing the life of the Apostle Paul, brothers and sisters, that was no physical thing. No way. No way. This was something that was deep. This was something that was so deep to him that he believed sincerely, looking at his life. Lord, if I have this going on, if these thoughts that I have, this tendency that I might have, Lord, if I've got this, there's just no way. There's no way that I could win you. This truth that you've given to me, this crown, praise the Lord, that I know I hold of glory because of your grace. This betrothing that you've called me to be the bride of the bridegroom. There's no way I'm like this that can be mine. And then Jesus said to him, he said, now listen here, son. Because of all that revelation of the depth of my love, because of the passion that I've shown you, that I love you, that I'm the lover and in love lover of your soul. Son, if I remove that thorn from your life, oh, you would think that you're a better Christian. Oh, sure you would. Just like all the better Christians think. But I got more for you, honey. There's more for us. And if I take that thing from your life, you'll miss it. And if that continues to be the trophy of your life, to somehow I've got to overcome that to win Jesus, you've missed it completely. I love understanding that so sweetly from Brother Hill. He walked over and he said, here's how you come. Just open your hands. Let him put in and let him take away. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I thank God, brothers and sisters. You talk about the peace that passes all understanding. I go back and think of the Shulamite here. She didn't think very highly of herself, did she, in the Song of Solomon, that Shulamite? Nope, she did not. The very beginning, she thought, oh my, there's nothing good about me. There's nothing lovely about me, but the bridegroom. Right from the beginning, you're it, honey. He was in love with her just the way she was. But once again, she didn't love herself. She says, I'm not beautiful. I need to fix myself up. And the things that she thought were lovely about herself, he left those at the door. I want you to think about that. The things that she thought, I'm talking about early on in that courtship, after she knew that he loved her, the things that she thought were lovely about herself that she was going to fix up for him, he left that. He departed from that. I take you over to the woman at the well. That woman at the well, she was an outcast of all society. She had to go to the well at the heat of noonday because she was an outcast of the outcast. She had to go there all alone. She knew good and well there was nothing lovely about herself. But I'll tell you what, that's what he desired. He left the 12 that thought that there was something lovely about them to get over to the one that they said, Lord, you know, we don't gather ourselves with that kind. Now, brothers and sisters, we just sit here and shake our heads. I get that. He's drawn to my weakness. It's hard to really understand that. But yet, it's easy in the sense that it's because he's magnified in the infirmity. So where we come today is, so do we love what he loves about us? Is it really his love and what he loves that counts? That's when you're in love with someone. Did you know that? It truly is. When you love somebody, you love what they love. You love what they love. And you may not love what they love. You know what I'm saying? Brothers, have any of you ever gone shopping? Polly knows I do not love that. But I love her. And I'll go shopping. I want to love what he loves about me. This is hard to give. Because I need more grace. I was laughing. I heard that song. I wish I thought about myself half as much as my dog does. Or no, I wish I was half the man my dog thought I was. There it is. I don't want to think that I'm any man. Because I'm already chosen, I'm God's man. These weaknesses, brothers and sisters, are the things that really reveal, that it's all because he's faithful. See, that's it. Who do you want to basically magnify that is faithful in your life? Is it you? Or is it him? I'm melting today because grace made the decision. I'm going to let you understand in my life, he's faithful. And I'll tell you, if you don't know this, in your life, he's faithful. Yeah, he is. These weaknesses magnify, praise God. It's his love. It's his love. Even when I believe not, I believe we've already heard that verse. He still loves me. And from his love, praise God, I can never be separated. The things we hate the most about us are the things that are the most valuable and priceless things to God. The things that I'd want to change about my life
If they weren't there, I would have missed every appointment of intimacy with the lover of my soul. I want it to soak in, brothers and sisters. See, a little leaven, honeys, a little leaven, it'll leaven the whole lump. For years and years and years, Brother Hill stood here and he preached grace and grace alone. Wasn't the man you'd follow as a natural man or anything of that nature. Not going there one bit. Don't you follow this man either. Ever, ever, ever. But I can tell you one thing. This gospel, the only gospel, the gospel of the Apostle Paul, the majesty of his grace, that's the mark. That's the prize. And I see the crowns here today. I do. And it's not to shine you. It's to commend you. You wouldn't hang around here much longer if you didn't want to hear about the grace of God. You'd go. Most people, they want to go. As we know, those that have been here a while, my goodness, how many churches would we have to build, ones that had passed through here? It's whittling down and down and down and down. But brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. This is the place, praise God, when you really get it. You come to the place and you say, Lord, how could you still love me? You left this here in me. I get what your work is here, but I'm just going to ask you again. How could you still love me? Why do you still love me? And it's just, and I'm telling you, it's going on right now. He's peering deeper and deeper in my heart, and it's becoming more real than it's ever become. Because it's the place, praise the Lord, that I really do. I shake my head and I say to him, but you still love me. And then you finally kind of say, no, you adore me. And then it's like, Lord, I do. You've got my heart because you're the lover of my soul. See, that's the love affair. That's the love affair that I get. That the purity of his grace, the purity of his grace cannot deny himself of me. His grace can't deny himself of you. And I will tell you, I believe there's a praise in our heart today. I most gladly then. Do you really? Or are you just somewhere else right now? I don't know how much more time you have if you're somewhere else. I mean, I love you so. I do. Because I do, I love that mercy. And I love you even the more because you know why? Because I love what he loves about me too. And as we've heard today, I'm willing to go. How about you? I got a camel. Man, I've never liked him. But today, I'm thanking the Lord for the man he's made me in Christ long time ago. The vessel of mercy that he made me just for him. I almost can't contain looking at you. Knowing how he just waited
to give us this grace. And waited and waited to give us the more grace. I therefore most gladly glory in my infirmities. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. And again, just your son, Jesus, he is more than wonderful. Magnificent, the excellency. Oh, the beloved Lamb. And oh, how he first loved us. Thank you again for your plan of love, Father. Thank you for this time that we've had today to truly see more and more of your heart and this incredible, grand design, the depth of the plan, and the desire of your grace. Thank you, Lord, that you brought us into this. Thank you, God, that you've given us the understanding and the thanksgiving that we embrace this fully with praise and thanksgiving increased even the more today because of the power of your Holy Spirit. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.